He says, Avram is looking at Baba Yamin, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. So we have to understand why is this the introduction to the whole parasha of Eliezer and Rivka. Rashi says, Bakoil is Gematria Ben, and since he had a son, he had to marry him off. But it's very difficult why that the Torah would only hint that in the word Bakoil, the Gematria. The Gemara Masechta Sota says that each one of the others uses a different word. Avram used the word Bakoil is written by Avram. This pasuk Hashem Berech Avram Bakoil. Mikoil is written by Yitzchak. Oichal Mikoil. And Koil is written by Yankov. Like to try to understand what the difference in the lashon is and why each specific lashon is by that specific one of the others. There's a medrash on this pasuk. Medrash brought the svarim. I didn't see it in the medrash itself. The svarim bring a medrash. Hashem Berech Avram Bakoil Adavu Dechsev Anoche Hashem Lekecha Asher Esisicha Meret. Medrash player. You also have to understand, it says, it seems to be contradictory midrashim, or contradictory Direi Chazal. Chazal say one place that Yitzhiz Mitzrayim was in the schus of the Yavis HaKadoshim. Medalig al Ahorim, al Tikra Ahorim, al Ahorim. And then elsewhere, Chazal say that that it was B'schus L'Shinu Shmam L'Shanim Malvusham. So it seems that it was in the schus of Klal Yisrael themselves, that they weren't Mishanim. So was it B'schus L'Shinu, or was it in the wrong schus? So, I'd like to say the following. We know that the three Amudim, that the world stands upon them, that each one of the Avos epitomized one of these Amudim. Avram was Mil Sosodim, Yitzchak was Avoda, Yankov was Torah. Gemilas Chasadim has become part of the essence of a Yid. Every Jew by nature, Chazal say, "Arachmanim b'ashanim gemilas Chasadim." By nature, every Jew is compassionate, we're shameful, and we're gemilas Chasadim. So that Avram, that the mid of Avram Avinu has become part of our essence and part of our nature. Avoda is not something that is part of our essence. Rather, it's something that we practice, something that we do. Torah is not just, it's also not part of our essence. But it's also not just something that we practice. It's Torah is our identity. Our identity as a Yid is the Torah HaKadosh. We identify ourselves with the Torah. So I believe that this is what when it says Hashem Berach es Avram Bakoil, Hashem benched Avram that his midah should be in everyone. Bakoil, in everyone. That every Yid has the Nukud of Avram Avinu, the Ahavam Susaris, which is the Chedek of the Kami Malitz, which is within every Yid. That is, that we have as an inheritance from Avram Avinu. And that's why, by nature, we are going to Chasadim. Because it's Bakoil, it's within each and every Yid. That's the Bracha of Magen Avram. that Nekuda of Avram is always shielded. We understand that Nekuda can never be compromised. And that's why the nature of every Yid is to be a Gamel Chesed. Yaakov, who's epitomized Torah, we identify ourselves with Torah, as we said. And that's why we're called Yisrael. We're not called Avram, we're not called Yitzchak, we're called Yisrael. Because Yaakov is the one who we identify ourselves with. Yaakov is Torah, we identify ourselves with Torah, we identify ourselves with Yaakov. So we're Yisrael. That's why Yaakov is Koil. Yaakov is not in everyone, by Koil. Yaakov is Koil. That is what we are. We are Yisrael. Yitzchak, who is, represents the avodah that we practice, which is a dover, which is not something that is essential to us. It's a dover chitzoni to us. That is something that we can learn from one another. We can learn from one another. As someone, we have the ability to learn one from the other. So Yitzchak is Mikael. Something we can learn each from one another. These are the three inyanim that Klal Yisrael specialize in Mitzrayim. Shleishinu Shemam, a name is our identity. We identify ourselves with our name. So that is our identity, as we said, is Yisrael, is Torah. And Klal Yisrael identify themselves as Yisrael, as Torah Yidden. Malbusham is the inyan of something that is exterior to us, which is the inyan of Avodah, which is something that we practice, is something that's not essential to us. And the Shainam is the inyan of Gmilas Chasodim, which the inyan of Lashon is language is bringing out the Pnimius. If someone wants to articulate what is in their Pnimius, they have to bring it out with the Lashon, which is the inyan of Avraham Avinu. So it's Haino Hach, Shleishinu Shmam L'Shainam Al-Busham, is B'schus Avis HaKadosh. And maybe we understand the Medrash, Hashem Berech Avraham Bakoil, Hashem benched Avraham, that his Bechina is in everyone, is each and every Yid has Hashem Alekecha, has Hashem that is his own Elikus, that is within him, the Chedek Elikam Emal. And this is why this was the introduction to this whole Eliezer. You want to look for Rivka. You're going to find one of the Imois, you're going to find a matriarch for Klal Yisrael. It has to be someone that has in their essence the inyan of Gemilas Chasadim. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. The Teva were Gemilas Chasadim. So Hashem Berech Avraham Bakoil, and if that's the case, Eliezer had to look for someone who had Gemilas Chasadim to be the matriarch of Klal Yisrael.